This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. The best of lunchtime radio is definitely in full swing. If you just joined us, welcome to it. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ with the Winter Stock himself. It's a Friday and the energy is up for the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience today. And we're joined by our motoring journalist himself, Prasherbin Naidu, who's just taken the Mazda CX-60 Takumi for a spin. Now, this ride is all about luxury, comfort, and smooth cruising. Plus, Prasherbin will drop an essential motoring tip and pick the perfect jam to launch your weekend vibes. Good afternoon, Prasherbin. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Crash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
No, I'm great. I'm great, man. Thank you so much for joining us, taking your time to join us, Prasherbin.
Always a pleasure.
Are you going to stop actually taking any of these cars for a test drive? Are you going to go and leave or something?
I mean, hey, King Bash, I think usually this time around December, we do put a stop on everything and we get a long-termer. So that should be a quite a nice surprise for next week, which we'll share. But yeah, we still keep on keeping on, you know.
No, most definitely, most definitely. So Prasherbin, what's your take on the driving experience of the Mazda CX-60 Takumi?
So I thought the car was I loved it, actually, to be honest with you, in that essence of how Mazda has really amped the antiques with the refinement. And I found the car to be very engaging to drive. It was powered by this lovely 3.3-liter turbo diesel motor, so it had a lot of torque, a lot of gumption, and I quite liked that. And for a diesel car, it's not really loud. It's very quiet, nice resonance to it. Good handling, agile, ride quality is comfortable, and I think it's just suitable for any situation, whether you go on light cruising, off-roading, or you're going to go around the city. And fuel consumption, I achieved about 6.5 liters between 7. So very, very decent in that aspect of, you know, the quality and the driving experience.
Oh, most definitely. Now let's dive into the interior. How's the build quality? And most importantly, what is the price tag?
Okay, so obviously cars, luxury SUVs are not cheap. This is just over R1 million. Yes. Yeah, I can imagine the eyes that are, the eyes are not good. But inside was really nice. I really loved how plush it felt inside. It's made up of some quite high quality materials, and they just exude a very premium feel behind the wheel. Lovely 10-inch, center display. Overall, the aesthetics is nice. And keep in mind, for a Japanese car, you have every bell and whistle you can think of, apart from, let's say, your German competitors. We have to pay an additional premium cost. This has it all: your sunroof, your tinted windows, nice seats, everything that you want. But yes, the pricing definitely is one to criticize a bit.
All right. Now, apart from its, striking design, do you think Mazda has missed the mark as a brand overall?
I think in essence, taking Bash, I think because they've become very, we don't see them pushing any more marketing-wise. They become hidden. And I think that this car, in where they positioned it, it's in the luxury department. So they are going head-to-head for, the European brands, but I feel like it's going to take some time to convince the consumers to choose it over traditional luxury brands, which will remain a challenge in my opinion.
Most definitely. And I mean, speaking of this hidden brand, who are its main competitors?
Okay, so the Takumi, the CX-60 Takumi, faces the likes of the BMW X3, which is quite popular, the Audi Q5, and the Mercedes-Benz GLC. The model that I mentioned now, it offers, similar features, good performance, but it is quite highly competitive, I'll be honest with you, but it does stick out. I think as a consumer, once you drive it, once you test drive it, you'll be quite amazed. It just might take some convincing.
Oh, all right. Now, speaking of, this beautiful, luxurious car, is this something you see yourself owning one day?
I think why not? I like it. I think it definitely is a nice amount. It's quite a nice blend of luxury, performance, and reputation for reliability, which is why I like Mazda most importantly. And I think it is a nice option. But we'll have to see, eh, King Bash? We'll have to see if the wallet is plush with cash. Given our Christmas is around the corner.
Most definitely, man. Pleasure. Thank you so much. Let's wrap it up with a quick motoring tip. And of course, hit us with this week's Hot Gem of the Week.
Thank you so much, King Bash. So, always ensure your tires have sufficient tread, a depth at least 1.6 millimeters, just to be precise, as per the legal minimum requirement. It's best to know that worn-out tires significantly reduce grip. So, especially on wet roads, it becomes quite a hassle and a risk, and you will lose control. So, make sure your tires, monitor them, make sure the tread is good. And let's end off with a classic, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you so much, Prashur. And all I want for Christmas is a Porsche. So I don't know.
I want the Porsche, too.
With that being said, do have yourself a Merry Christmas, Prashur. And I'll check you out next week, Friday.
Have a blessed one, King Bash, and listeners. Peace.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.